Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, April 30th, 2017. We're going to start off today's program by going to a lively kruchenny from Zakarpattia. Today we commemorate the 70th anniversary of the start of Aksia Vishwa, the Vistula Operation. This was the forced deportation in 1947 of the remaining Russian and Ukrainian population from the Lemko region and other borderland territories of post-war southeastern Poland. The deportation was carried out between April 28th and August 12th, 1947, by 20,000 Polish army troops and militia of the so-called Wistula Operational Group. The operation was a repressive measure intended to eliminate the anti-Soviet and anti-communist Ukrainian insurgent army, which at the time was holed up in the Carpathian mountain regions of southeastern Poland and northeastern Czechoslovakia. An estimated 150,000 people, of whom 50 to 60,000 were Lemkos, were deported in special transports. This deportation came to be known as their Road to Calvary. The deportees were forced to wait several weeks, during which time an estimated 4,000 Lemkos and Ukrainians were arrested either directly from their villages or later removed from the transport itself. Over 450 Lemkos were interred at the camp at Jaworzno in Upper Silesia, where several died. The deported Lemkos and Ukrainians were resettled in the western and northern territories of Poland, former German lands, in towns and villages located at least 50 kilometers from the country's borders and 20 kilometers from district administrative centers. In no one village or town could the resettled deportees form more than 10% of the population. They lost all their property in the Lemko region, including their buildings, land, and forests. In 1956, the Lemkos were officially allowed to return home, although unofficially they were prevented from doing so by a host of administrative obstacles. Nevertheless, in 1957 and 1958, about 2,000 deportees managed to return. After the fall of the communist regime in Poland in 1989, the Polish Senate condemned the Wistula operation as an inhumane act. This move was debated but not approved by the parliament's lower house. Since that time, nothing has been done to compensate the deported Lemkos for their losses. In 1996, the central part of the Lemko region was transformed into the Beskid National Park, effectively closing the question of whether the Lemkos might be able to regain their homesteads and forests in that area. For those who did pass away and perish during Akcja Wisła, the Wistula operation that started April 28, 1947 and lasted until August 12th, we offer a Wiczna Pamięć, followed by Hora Nasza, the unofficial national anthem of Lemkowina. Your health is important. It's not just important for you, but also those who love you the most. That's why we want to tell you about WMC PA Physicians. The primary goal at WMC PA Physicians is to make that trip to the doctor's office as easy as possible. They've put great doctors right in your neighborhood. No need to travel and deal with traffic and parking. Their offices in Robinson Township, Imperial, and McDonald are just minutes away from you. WMC PA Physicians have primary care, internal medicine, gynecology, and even pediatrics. If it's a specialist you need, they have that too. WMC PA Physicians takes most insurance and are accepting new patients of all ages. Call them at area code 412-505-8171 to schedule your appointment today. That's WMC PA Physicians at area code 412-505-8171. Again, that's 412-505-8171. WMC PA Physicians, caring for you at every stage of life. The Ukrainian Historical and Educational Center will present a genealogy workshop, Rediscovering Your Family Stories. This will take place on Saturday, May 6th, from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. at the Ukrainian American Citizens Club, located 302 Mansfield Boulevard in Carnegie. Informative talks, answers to your questions from recognized experts, time to network with fellow genealogists, as well as breakfast and lunch, all for just $55. So to register for the Ukrainian Historical and Educational Center's Genealogy Workshop on Saturday, May 6th, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. at the Ukrainian American Citizens Club in Carnegie, please call area code 732-356-0132. 732-356-0132.
Ты будешь складать, и ты будешь складать. yours and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will present their 41st annual concert. We're going to do things a little differently this year. We're going to have a dinner theater, not a school and then a reception. Everything will be held at St. Elias Social Hall in Munn Hall, and this will take place on Saturday, June 10th, beginning at 6 p.m., I'll have more details for you in the upcoming months, but that is Slaviani Folk Ensemble's 41st concert at St. Elias Social Center in Munn Hall. And next, we're going to go to Spiš County. We're going to have two numbers that Slaviani will be performing in their next concert. This is Dokova Jednoho and Vidu Jana Sevo.
Že ja ju nebudu
Thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. And as we leave you with this number from the Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor, I invite you to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 and FM 96.5 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITradio.com and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or CarpathoRusynSociety.org. We'll see you all next week. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, RusynRadio@c-rs.org. www.gcurs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що се вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!